Back live, one final segment from Caddies in Bethesda for our Friday coverage on Grant and Danny ahead of Championship Sunday. Many of our listeners out here probably going to be making their way up to Philadelphia. For those that aren't, they'll be cheering at parties all over the DMV. Washington with a chance to get to the Super Bowl. They are 60 minutes away. Absolutely unbelievable run, and nobody wants to see it end. As we welcome you back, we'll make our final predictions coming up in just a few moments. But we figured we could have a little fun and include some of our listeners out here at Caddies in Bethesda. So what we want to do is we are going to, you know, we normally do a vent clock on this show. The vent clock is an opportunity for you guys to complain when the team's bad or yell at people. Well, when they're good, there's no reason to vent, Toby.
No reason.
We don't need a vent.
No.
So we have recently done what we call a praise clock, right? We give you 45 seconds. We put the time on the clock. And then at the end of the 45 seconds, the buzzer sounds and you stop praising, right? There's no more praise. We figured we'd give you a chance for a little 45-second pep talk for the boys. So you get to say whatever you want to whoever you want with the team. Let's keep it G-rated, obviously. No cursing, please. Family program.
Please, yes.
But you get to pump up the Washington Commanders ahead of their game for the NFC Championship game. So, Toby, 45 seconds on the clock. You get to address your beloved team on the precipice of immortality here and a Super Bowl appearance. What would you tell the guys?
Anybody, anywhere, anytime. That anybody is the Philadelphia Eagles. You split, you've got a chance to beat them and end their season. They're talking a lot of stuff. They're telling you how much better they are. They've got retired players that are everywhere saying that they're better at every position. Who cares? Who cares? Because on our side, we've got the better quarterback. We've got the dude that no one wants to face. We've got the ultimate trump card, Jaden Daniels. And so when we go into the link on Sunday at 3 o'clock, we've got the baddest dude on our side. And there's no reason to be intimidated by those losers wearing green because we have Jaden Daniels.
All right, very well done. 45 seconds on the clock, please, Darius. Nobody thought we'd be here, gentlemen. Nobody. There's no pressure on us right now. If you go out, you lose the football game, you will go back to Dulles and then get to the facility, and you'll be met by thousands of screaming fans who are just happy with the joy that you've provided them with ahead of schedule this year. But I don't want you to be happy to be here. We don't know when we'll be here again. Let's seize this opportunity. The 2018 Washington Capitals are still heroes in Washington, D.C. The 2019 Washington Nationals can't buy a drink at Caddies in Bethesda 5 years later. Because when you win a championship for this city, we love you forever. Go get yours! All right, let's bring in our listening audience at Caddies with an opportunity to address their beloved Commanders. So first, tell us your name and where you came in from.
Yes, thank you so much, Grant, and as well as
Mr. Toby Altizer.
Toby Altizer, yes. Ollie is my name. I'm from Annandale, Virginia.
All right, Ollie from Annandale, home of the Adams, by the way.
Home of the Adams, yeah.
All right, so you get to address the Commanders.
Yes.
45 seconds on the clock. What are you telling them?
The word I have for you folks is poise. It's what we do. It's what we breathe in our body. It is something that you need to have. For the next 60 minutes of playtime, be physical, be aggressive at the line of scrimmage, and you will do just fine. Have some poise and get better with every single play of the game. You got this. Go get the chip.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Ali, well done.
Go get the chip.
Well done. I love it. And he finishes with a fist bump to the crowd.
I love it.
I love that. I would also add, by the way, I didn't include this in my speech. I would also mention, all you guys have to do is beat the Elk Sisses. You don't even have to beat an NFL team.
Yeah.
You just have to beat the Elk Sisses. The E-L-G-S-E-S, Elk Sisses.
Yeah, Elk Sisses. Let me hear you all say.
They're an expansion team.
E-L-G-S-E-S.
Fly, Elksis, fly. All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Andrew Nugent. I'm from here, from Rockville, Maryland.
All right, very good. This is not your first time at Caddies, I take it.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It isn't. I'm surprised I'm not running into my high school friends yet.
Yeah, this seems like a guy who's been to Caddies once.
A few times.
All right, what do you got, Andrew?
All right, look, I don't want to sound like a little league coach here, but, like, these guys got to go out and have fun. I mean, this fan base has been miserable for years, and no matter what happens in this game, we're going to love this fan base and support in this team and support them 100%. But at the same time, this is the Eagles. We know them. We played them twice this year. The games have been close, minus the Saquon Barkley stuff at the end of the first game. So let's go out and let's get to the Super Bowl, and I'll see him there.
See you in New Orleans,
love
boys.
It. Love it.
All right, let's hear it for Andrew, representing for Rockville.
I know one dude that's going to have a smile on his face all game Sunday, Jaden Daniels. Always smiling.
Yes.
Always smiling.
He enjoys playing football. All right, we got ourselves a new Block W Commanders tee here. What's your name? Where are you from?
Kevin. I'm from Bethesda.
Kevin is in Bethesda, ladies and gentlemen. One of your own. All right, you're addressing the boys. They're getting together in the locker room. Frankie Louvo's looking over John Allen's shoulder. What are you telling them?
I'm telling them anybody, anywhere, anytime. And usually when we say anybody, we're talking about the opponent. I want you to look around this locker room. Because when I watch these games, you've made me believe that any day, any one of you can be special. Any one of you can be the guy that we remember as having that breakout game. Any one of you can be the Howie Kendrick, can be the Devontae Smith-Pelly, right? So I'm looking at Olamide, who had that big game in Philly before. I mean, I'm looking at, Brown. I'm looking at any of the D linemen to sack Hurts, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, I just want the team to know that this can be anybody's day. And that's why you're on this team.
So. Let's go.
I'm fired up.
I feel good about that. I should ask before you give us your speech, what is your prediction for the game?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go Commanders, of course, but I think it's going to be closer than we think. I'm going to go probably with a 3-4.5 point spread. So
okay.
Somewhere in that range.
So you got the Commanders tight. By the way, how nerve-wracking is that going to be on Sunday?
Oh,
if we're sitting
gosh.
Through a game that comes down to the wire, I mean, what? I don't know when I'm going to die, but it's going to be 2 years earlier after that game.
Hey, just give Jaden the ball and a chance, man.
Yeah, that's right. You get the football last, you got an opportunity. All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
Name's Matt from Bethesda.
From Bethesda.
From Bethesda.
I can't believe Dad hasn't been playing that all day long.
I thought this was going to be the entire show today.
Yes. We might not get to talk.
Yeah.
Because that clip would be playing so much. All right. So,
from Bethesda.
There you go. The clock begins now.
All right, boys. Lock in. Trust your eyes. Trust your keys. Read your reads. Trust your man behind you. Trust your coaches. We've been practicing this all off season. We're here for a reason. This isn't a fluke. We win. We control the ball. Play physically. Go out. Hit someone. Have some fun.
Very succinct.
Love it.
Doesn't even need 45 seconds. The lads are ready to run through a wall. That's the way it's done. I believe this is our first Jaden Daniels jersey pep talk.
All
right. And you went with the white jersey, by the way.
We've been wearing it all playoffs.
Why not?
Would you wear anything else?
You can't wear anything else.
I want to talk about that before we finish.
What's that?
I want to talk about that before we finish.
Okay.
They're wearing the whites?
Remember the Nats wearing that blue jersey that no one liked? They wore that the whole playoff run. Why not the whites?
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Hey, you're on the road. You wear your whites. You keep winning. I don't wash wins.
Iconic,
right?
Bones from Bethesda?
Bones, what's going on?
All I need, Darius, 5 seconds. Gentlemen, why not us? Finish the fight.
Yeah. Oh, he's throwing it back to the Nats. I love the synergy. See, you've experienced some of that today, by the way. I think a lot of people, pretty early on in this process, saw some shades of the 18 Caps.
Yes.
Some shades of the 19 Nats. Because that is kind of how this has gone. I'm not trying to take any credit away from the Commanders. They've played their butts off. They're good. But this has also just felt like one of those magical rides where it's like, oh, wait, the Bucs just snapped the ball at the wrong time for no reason? That was cool. Wait, Baker Mayfield just accidentally ran into a wide receiver and fumbled for no reason, and Bobby Wagner recovered? Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just been some of that good fortune that you need. Every team needs it. But it was finally our good fortune in 18 and 19. And so far, it's been DC's good fortune in this run.
Yeah, the field goal is going a little bit to the right, but not to catch it square, but to still go through. Just the little bits of luck that you need along the way. You love it.
How about the doink field goal that made this all possible? Like, if that goes wide right, who knows? A couple weeks ago, this dream may have ended in overtime.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
Did not.
All right, sir, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm John from Modern Day.
John, thank you for coming out. We appreciate you.
Love you guys.
So you got 45 seconds on the clock to address the locals.
Men, we've come too far. There's no time like now. We take it. We earned it. We own it. We love it. The brotherhood, we're going to push them around, smack them in the face, and we're going to leave no stone unturned. We're going to do it for each other. We're going to do it for this town, and we're going to do it because we're not scared of those guys in green. We're going to push them around and finish the
We do keep it G-rated here.
I understand the sentiment, maybe not those words.
Right. There's probably other words, but the sentiment is good. Darius might have caught that one because it was like sometimes there's a curse word. You're like, he's like, did he curse or no?
No,
he left no doubt on that one.
Not subtle.
I don't think. So, hey, when you're at a party and you invite the crowd, occasionally there's gonna be
it happens.
Word. Yeah,
it happens.
We got one of those we can deal with. But we got to get back on our good behavior. All right, he's wearing Redskins gear, this guy. So let's see, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Eric from Silver Spring.
Silver Spring. Yeah. By the way, I will say this, okay? You guys can boo me initially, but I think you'll cheer me by the end of this. When I heard that we were coming out to Maryland for the last party here before the Super Bowl. So when I was like, really? We don't do a lot in Maryland. I don't know. I don't know if we got the same support in Maryland. I was a little curious about the decision.
Come on.
You guys kicked ass today.
Yeah.
You guys showed out, and we appreciate that. Well done, Maryland. All right. So go ahead. You got 45 seconds on the clock.
Honestly, we have nothing to worry about. Our win total was projected at 6.5. We're well above it. We already doubled it. I mean, who are the Eagles, you know? Their quarterback can't even throw over 100 yards. What do we have to worry about? You know what I mean? They got nothing. You got nothing to worry about. Jalen Daniels is going to run all over them. We're going to throw over 300 yards, you know. And I think Austin Eckler and
B-Rob.
No.
Eric.
No. I think Ertz is going to get at least a touchdown each.
You know okay. I mean? Like it. Appreciate
I like it.
I like that he just belittles the Eagles in the pep talk in our locker room.
All for it.
It's like, well, I'm not scared of you.
All for it.
Your quarterback barely throws the ball. All right, last one. This is our last pep talk for the Commanders. No pressure.
No pressure.
You get the last word wearing the Block W chain and the Commanders gear. This will be our final audience address to the team before they take the field. Go for it.
All right, it's John from Fairfax. This is for every Washington fan. I don't care if you talk about the old war stories from the glory days in the 80s. You grew up like a millennial like me. You just like lost faith and you're just like, I'm going to stick through. Or you're new. This is for the underdog. This is the one who counts us out every time we go into a game. I don't care what Sunday game prediction that it's always counts us out. It's always the opposition. This is about right now. They counted us out in Tampa Bay. They counted us out in Detroit. We shut them down in Detroit. Big time. Big time. They did not even consider us a winner. And we showed up. We kept every Lion fan quiet. They are not the Detroit Lions. They are the Michigan Kitties.
Still trolling the Lions.
Yeah, I love it.
A week later.
All for it.
Attaboy, well done. And congrats and well done to all of you stepping up to the mic in front of everybody. Not easy to do. We appreciate that. Very, very cool. So that brings us an opportunity then before we make our final predictions for our favorite matchups to monitor. Doesn't mean Washington's going to win these head-to-heads, but where do you think? First of all, when the Commanders have the ball, biggest matchup of the game for you is what?
It's not on the field. It's Vic Fangio and Cliff Kingsbury. I talked about this earlier. Vic Fangio has done a really good job of confusing Jaden in a couple of matchups, the first one specifically, but they blitzed a lot more the second time. I don't think Fangio is going to fall into that. So if they're going to be doing that, they're going to be able to stuff the run with their front four up front. They're going to be able to get pressure with that. How does Cliff scheme it up? I think that's going to be the big thing. Jaden's going to do his thing. I have no worries about Jaden. I really have no worries about Terry. I don't really have a whole lot of worries about a lot of the skill position guys. The guys up front worry me a little bit, but I think it's going to be how can Cliff scheme these guys so that they can have success against Fangio's defense. That's the matchup I'm watching. I think you're going to learn early on, are they going to be aggressive and try to blitz? Are they going to sit back and play coverage? I think you learn early on, and then how does Cliff adjust to that?
So I'm not going to get creative here. It's very simple for me. The interior of Washington's offensive line against the big boys on the interior for the Eagles, and specifically without Cosme, do they start Trent Scott at right guard? Do they kick Wiley into guard and play Lucas, which I would do. I don't think they're going to. But everyone says, well, you don't want to change out two positions. Lucas is probably a superior right tackle anyway.
Yeah.
So who cares if you're changing out a position? Really, you might be upgrading at right tackle to do that. But I think they're probably, after the way Scott played last week, just going to roll with him and Wiley, which is fine. But you've got to help Trent Scott. You can't allow Jalen Carter, who's their best defensive player, to take over the game. What was Bill Belichick so great at for all those years? Why did they win all those Super Bowls? The Patriots never let the other team's best players dominate on either side of the ball. Everyone knew that about him defensively, not allowing the weapons to get off for the other team. But same thing when his team had the ball. You can't allow the other team's defenders to be put in a position to shine. So I think that's huge. When Washington has the football, Jalen Carter cannot wreck the game. That's storyline number one for me. How about on the other side of the ball? We've talked about Saquon Barkley all week. Let's go to the Commanders' defense, your matchup to monitor.
A.J. Brown and whoever lines up against him, right? Is it going to be Lattimore? Are they going to trust him with that again? Or are they going to try some different stuff? So I think whoever is going to line up against A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith has done some stuff in the two games this year, but not a whole lot. It's been really A.J. Brown in the passing game. In their last game, only three dudes caught passes. So it's going to lean heavily on A.J. Brown. They're not passing the ball a whole lot. So who lines up on him? Is it going to be Lattimore? And this is a big thing for me. You can try Lattimore early. If it doesn't work, adjust, right? So whatever they're going to try, that's fine. Just whatever you can get to work. If you have to make adjustments in game, that's fine. So I think whoever is going to be on A.J. Brown, if they're going to send a couple of guys at him and just see what happens, or if they're going to trust Lattimore, whoever can slow him down outside of Saquon, I think is big.
I think we're working in unison a little bit here, because I actually would double and bracket Brown. I would just make the decision like I'm doing with Carter. Not you, bro. Not today. Sorry.
Yeah.
You might get six targets. You might be four or five catches, but it's going to be 50 yards. It's not going to be $150. That means Sanra still on Smith is the real big matchup, because I can't help both of you. So Mikey, as a rookie outside on a former top 10 pick who's really skilled in his own right, becomes significant. So I am going to do everything I can to help Lattimore, not the rookie, believe it or not. And I think the rookie's earned the right for a little confidence here to say, unless he proves as the game goes on he can't hang, you're going to be on an island against their number two. And that's going to be a matchup for me that I am locked in on. Which brings us then, Toby, to our players to lock in on. We get one each for the Commanders going in to this NFC Championship game. This is presented by our friends at Baldino's Lock and Key, your one-stop shop for auto keys and fobs. Visit baldinos.com.
There's a guy that has been really good the last couple of games that did not play against the Eagles either time this season, and if they're going to win, I think he has to play a big role, even if they're going to give up some yards. It's John Allen. I think John Allen has to play a big role in this matchup. I think, you know, I talked about earlier, what if? What if they contain Saquon? Just what if? And I think John Allen could be a big part of that. So if they can keep him intact and keep him, you know, from getting going crazy, if you can have John Allen have his best game, you have Daron Payne play well, you have Johnny Newton play well, suddenly maybe we're looking at a different ballgame. I think John Allen's someone to keep an eye on.
Player I'm locking in on is Ryan Terrain. I'm kidding. There's a guy here in a Ryan Terrain jersey, which is the best thing ever. Zane Gonzalez missed his last kick. Remember, it was a kick in that – we don't remember anything at the end of that Lions game that didn't go well because you beat the Lions so badly. But Dan Quinn might never kick again.
Never. I mean,
it was, you know, they're like, do we go for a fourth and a million or do we bring out Zane Gonzalez? Ah, we'll bring him out. And he missed the kick. Of course, the doink. I don't know how anyone can feel very confident right now about the kicking game. No, I will say Eagles fans feel just as bad as you guys do. Because Jake Elliott's been pushing the ball, pulling the ball. I don't know if you guys remember the game in Philly. He missed two field goals and an extra point. He's had a terrible year. I believe he's 1 of 7 on kicks from 50-plus this year. So I don't know that there's ever been a kicker change before an NFC title game, but both teams were probably like in the market a little bit. Zane Gonzalez, I'm locked in on you, buddy. I need you to make your kicks. I don't have much margin for error. I need you to put that little ball between those uprights. I know it's a lot of pressure, but there's just no wiggle room here. I don't think Washington is good enough on the road against Philly to miss kicks and win. I know it happened in Detroit. That was wild. I don't know how that game happened. I'll never really be able to explain it. I'm glad that it did. They got to make their kicks in this game. It's going to be too tight not to.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I mean, this is something that we talked about a little earlier. It's just, if you can't trust the kicker, they're going to go for it a lot, but when you send them out there, I mean, they're not going to kick over 50 yards, right? They're probably not even going to kick over 40 yards, so whenever they send them out there, you got to make it. Every point's going to matter. Even the extra points, you've got to knock them through.
All right, couple of notes before we make our final predictions and say goodbye. First, if you want your ELGSES Elgsys shirts, they're available right now at the team store. 1067thefanshop.com for our merch. That's any kind of Commanders related. We got a lot of fun shirts, the No Pun Offense as well, including some gear at the team store. Play the Music Cake shirts that all proceeds will be going to our buddy Pete Medhurst's family, who we lost and who I'm thinking about. And sort of the Medhurst, I'm thinking about you guys on Sunday. I know what a big fan of this team Pete was. So you can go check out all of our gear. Get yours, 1067thefanshop.com. Also, you can listen to the game on The Fan this weekend. You never get to listen to games in Crystal Clear FM on 1067 The Fan. That changes on Sunday because you can play those games in the championship round via Westwood One. So we will have the broadcast. Our coverage starts at 9. The game is at 3. We'll have post-game coverage as well. So make sure you're listening to The Fan all day long. Which brings us to our final predictions. Toby.
To quote the great Michael Scott, I am not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. In the first two playoff games, I have picked the same score in Washington winning. I'm not changing. 34-31 Commanders. They're going to find a way. They're going to get the ball back with a minute 20 seconds to go. Tie ball game at 31. And we're going to trust the best quarterback in the National Football League to go do his thing. Jaden Daniels gets him in field goal range. And your guy, Zane Gonzalez, knocks it through with time expiring. Washington's going to the Super Bowl. 34-31 Washington.
When they played the Bucks, I picked the Bucks. When they played the Lions, I picked the Lions. I will not be picking against the Commanders anymore, boys and girls. The Washington Commanders will go to Philadelphia. They're not going to stop Saquon Barkley, but they're going to make his life difficult. They will hit Jalen Hurts early. They will hit Jalen Hurts off. And when that final couple of seconds ticks off the clock, Dan Quinn will jump into the waiting arms of Adam Peters, and tears will be streaming down their faces because for the first time since 1991, the burgundy and gold are headed to the Super Bowl. The Commanders will beat the Eagles 30-24 on Sunday in Philadelphia. Let the magical carpet ride continue,
baby.
Let's
keep rolling, baby.
I will see you guys in New Orleans. 60 minutes of good football away from a Super Bowl appearance. All right, let's get the – grab this stick mic for me. Darius, we're going to play the people around the DMV out here from Caddies. He will fire up a song you guys have heard of, a very familiar tune as far as Commanders lore and Redskins lore goes. And you guys can sing us out one final time today ahead of the NFC Championship game. Huge thank you to all the people here at Caddies who were awesome all day long. Thank you. Thank you to all of our listeners who came out as well. Our crew back in D.C. studios. Thank you for listening to Grant and Danny. What an awesome show this has been. You get into radio and you hope for days like today. They are rare. But we got one, baby. We got one. Long time coming. Hit the music, Darius.
championship for the first time in 33 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.